Page 353. "Ah," said he, "are ye Galahad?" "Yea, forsooth," said he, and so he kneeled down and asked him his blessing, and after took off his helm and kissed him. And there was great joy between them, for there is no tongue can tell the joy that they made either of other, and many a friendly word spoken between, as kind would, the which is no need here to be rehearsed. And there every each other told other of their adventures and marvels that were befallen to them in many journeys sith they departed from the court. And anon, as Galahad saw the gentlewoman dead in the bed, he knew her well enough, and told great worship of her, that she was the best maid living, and it was great pity of her death. But when Launcelot heard how the marvelous sword was gotten, and who made it, and all the marvels rehearsed after, then he prayed Galahad, his son, that he would show him the sword. And so he did, and anon he kissed the pommel and the hilts and the scabbard. "Truly," said Launcelot, "never erst knew I of so high adventures done, and so marvelous and strange." So dwelt Launcelot and Galahad within that ship half a year, and served God daily and nightly with all their power. And often they arrived in isles far from folk, where there repaired none but wild beasts. And there they found many strange adventures and perilous, which they brought to an end. But for those adventures were with wild beasts, and not in the quest of the Sangreal, therefore the tale maketh here no mention thereof, for it would be too long to tell of all those adventures that befell them. Chapter 14. How a knight brought to Sir Galahad an horse, and bade him come from his father, Sir Launcelot. So after, on a Monday, it befell that they arrived in the edge of a forest to fore a cross, and then saw they a knight armed all in white, and was richly horsed, and led in his right hand a white horse. Page 354. And so he came to the ship, and saluted the two knights on the high lord's behalf, and said, "Galahad, sir, ye have been long enough with your father. Come out of the ship, and start upon this horse, and go where the adventures shall lead thee in the quest of the Sangreal." Then he went to his father and kissed him sweetly, and said, "Fair sweet father, I wot not when I shall see you more till I see the body of Jesu Christ." "I pray you," said Launcelot, "pray ye to the high Father that he hold me in his service." And so he took his horse, and there they heard a voice that said, "Think for to do well, for the one shall never see the other before the dreadful day of doom." "Now, son Galahad," said Launcelot, "since we shall depart and never see each other, I pray to the High Father to conserve me and you both." "Sir," said Galahad, "no prayer availeth so much as yours." And therewith Galahad entered into the forest, and the wind arose and drove Launcelot more than a month throughout the sea, where he slept but little, but prayed to God that he might see some tidings of the Sangreal. So it befell on a night at midnight he arrived afore a castle, on the backside, which was rich and fair, and there was a postern opened toward the sea, and was open without any keeping, save two lions were kept the entry, and the moon shone clear. Anon Sir Launcelot heard a voice that said, "Launcelot, go out of this ship and enter into the castle, where thou shalt see a great part of thy desire." Then he ran to his arms, and so armed him, and so went to the gate, and saw the lions. Then set he hand to his sword, and drew it. Then there came a dwarf suddenly, and smote him on the arm so sore that the sword fell out of his hand. Then heard he a voice say, "O man of evil faith and poor belief, wherefore trost thou more on thy harness than in thy Maker? For he might more avail thee than thine armor, in whose service that thou art set." Page 355. Then said Launcelot, "Fair Father Jesu Christ, I thank thee of thy great mercy, that thou reprovest me of my misdeed. Now see I well that ye hold me for your servant." Then took he again his sword, and put it in his sheath, and made a cross in his forehead, and came to the lions, and they made semblant to do him harm. Notwithstanding, he passed by them without hurt, and entered into the castle to the chief fortress, and there were they all at rest. Then Launcelot entered in so armed, for he found no gate nor door, but it was open. And at last he found a chamber whereof the door was shut, and he set his hand thereto to have opened it, but he might not. Chapter 15. How Sir Launcelot was to ford the door of the chamber wherein the Holy Sangreal was. Then he enforced him mickle to undo the door. Then he listened and heard a voice which sang so sweetly that it seemed none earthly thing. And him thought the voice said, Joy and honor be to the Father of heaven. Then Launcelot kneeled down to fore the chamber, for well he wist that there was the Sangreal within that chamber. Then said he, Fair sweet Father, Jesu Christ, if ever I did thing that pleased thee, Lord, for thy pity, knee have me not in despite for my sins done aforetime, and that thou show me something of that I seek. And with that he saw the chamber door open, and there came out a great clearness, that the house was as bright as all the torches of the world had been there. So came he to the chamber door, and would have entered. And anon a voice said to him, Flee, Launcelot, and enter not, for thou oughtest not to do it, and if thou enter thou shalt forethink it. Then he withdrew him aback right heavy. Then looked he up in the midst of the chamber, and saw a table of silver, and the holy vessel covered with red samite, and many angels about it, whereof one held a candle of wax burning, and the other held a cross, and the ornaments of an altar. Page 356. And before the holy vessel he saw a good man clothed as a priest, and it seemed that he was at the sacring of the Mass. And it seemed to Launcelot that above the priest's hands were three men, whereof the two put the youngest by likeness between the priest's hands, and so he lifted up right high, and it seemed to show so to the people. And then Launcelot marveled not a little, for him thought the priest was so greatly charged of the figure that him seemed that he should fall to the earth. And when he saw none about him that would help him, then came he to the door a great pace, and said, Fair Father Jesu Christ, nay, take it for no sign, though I help the good man which hath great need of help. Right so entered he into the chamber, and came toward the table of silver. And when he came nigh, he felt a breath, that him thought it was intermeddled with fire, which smote him so sore in the visage, that him thought it burnt his visage. And therewith he fell to the earth, and had no power to arise. And as he that was so enraged, that had lost the power of his body, and his hearing, and his seeing. Then he felt many hands about him, which took him up and bare him out of the chamber door, without any amending of his swoon, and left him there, seeming dead to all people. So upon the morrow, when it was fair day, they within were arisen, and found Launcelot lying afore the chamber door. All they marveled how he came in, and so they looked upon him, and felt his pulse to wit whether there were any life in him. And so they found life in him, but he might not stand nor stir no member that he had. And so they took him by every part of the body, and bare him into a chamber, and laid him in a rich bed, far from all folk. And so he lay 4 days. Then the one said he was alive, and the other said nay. In the name of God, said an old man, for I do you verily to wit he is not dead, but he is so full of life as the mightiest of you all, and therefore I counsel you that he be well kept till God send him life again. Page 357, Chapter 16. How Sir Launcelot had lain 24 days and as many nights as a dead man, and other divers matters. In such manner they kept Launcelot 24 days, and all so many nights, that ever he lay still as a dead man. And at the 25th day befell him after midday that he opened his eyen. And when he saw folk, he made great sorrow, and said, Why have ye awaked me? For I was more at ease than I am now. O Jesu Christ, who might be so blessed, that might see openly thy great marvels of secretness, there were no sinner may be. What have ye seen? said they about him. I have seen, said he, so great marvels that no tongue may tell, and more than any heart can think. And I had not my sin, (1) text, been here afore me, I had seen much more. Then they told him how he had lain there 24 days and nights. Then him thought it was punishment for the 24 years that he had been a sinner, Wherefore our Lord put him in penance four and twenty days and nights. Then looked Sir Launcelot afore him, and saw the hair which he had borne nigh a year. For that he aforethought him right much that he had broken his promise unto the hermit, which he had avowed to do. Then they asked how it stood with him. "Forsooth," said he, "I am whole of body, thanked be our Lord. Therefore, sirs, for God's sake, tell me where I am." Then said they all that he was in the castle of Carbonek. Therewith came a gentlewoman, and brought him a shirt of small linen cloth, but he changed not there, but took the hair to him again. Page 358. "Sir," said they, "the quest of the Sangreal is achieved now right in you, that never shall ye see of the Sangreal no more than ye have seen." "Now I thank God," said Launcelot, "of his great mercy of that I have seen, for it sufficeth me. For as I suppose no man in this world hath lived better than I have done to achieve that I have done." And therewith he took the hair and clothed him in it, and above that he put a linen shirt, and after a robe of scarlet, fresh and new. And when he was so arrayed, they marveled at all, for they knew him that he was Launcelot the good knight. And then they said all, "O my lord Launcelot, be that ye?" And he said, "Truly, I am he." Then came word to King Pelles that the knight that had been laid so long dead was Sir Launcelot. Then was the king right glad, and went to see him. And when Launcelot saw him come, he dressed him against him, and there made the king great joy of him. And there the king told him tidings that his fair daughter was dead. Then Launcelot was right heavy of it, and said, "Sir, me forthinketh the death of your daughter, for she was a full fair lady, fresh and young, and well I wot she bare the best knight that is now on earth, or that ever was, sith God was born." So the king held him there 4 days. On the morrow he took his leave at King Pelles, and at all the fellowship, and thanked them of the great labor. Right so, as they sat at their dinner in the chief sale, sale means hall, text, then was so befall that the Sangreal had fulfilled the tables with all manners of meats than any heart might think. So as they sat, they saw all the doors and the windows of the place were shut without man's hand, whereof they were all abashed, and none wist what to do. And then it happed suddenly that a knight came to the chief door and knocked, and cried, "Undo the door!"